I Am Dynamite, A Life of Nietzsche, by Sue Predo. Read for you by Nicholas Guy Smith. On November 9th, 1868, the 24-year-old Nietzsche recounted a comedy to Erwin Roeder, his friend and fellow student at Leipzig University. The acts, he wrote, in my comedy are headed 1. An evening meeting of the society, or the sub-professor. 2. The ejected tailor. 3. A rendezvous with X. The cast includes a few old women. On Thursday evening, Rommont took me to the theatre, for which my feelings are growing very cool. We sat in the gods like enthroned Olympians, sitting in judgment on a potboiler called Graf Essex. Naturally, I grumbled at my abductor. The first Classical Society lecture of the semester had been arranged for the following evening, and I had been very courteously asked if I would take this on. I needed to lay in a stock of academic weapons, but soon I had prepared myself, and I had the pleasure to find, on entering the room at Zaspel's, a black mass of 40 listeners. I spoke quite freely, helped only by notes on a slip of paper. I think it will be all right, this academic career. When I arrived home, I found a note addressed to me, with the few words, "If you want to meet Richard Wagner, come at 3:45 p.m. to the Café Théâtre, Windisch." This surprise put my mind in somewhat of a whirl. Naturally, I ran out to find our honourable friend Windisch, who gave me more information. Wagner was strictly incognito in Leipzig. The press knew nothing, and the servants had been instructed to stay as quiet as liveried graves. Now, Wagner's sister, Frau Professor Brockhaus, that intelligent woman whom we both know, had introduced her good friend, Frau Professor Ritschl, to her brother. In Frau Ritschl's presence, Wagner plays the Meisterlied, Walther's prize song from Wagner's most recent opera, Der Meistersinger, premiered a few months earlier. And the good woman tells him that this song is already well known to her. She had already heard it played and sung by Nietzsche, though its musical score had been published only very recently. Joy and amazement on Wagner's part announces his supreme will to meet me incognito. I am to be invited for Sunday evening.